Abdullah II emphasized Indonesia's strategic role in addressing global geopolitical issues, particularly in the conflicts of Gaza, Lebanon, and Syria, during a bilateral meeting with President Prabowo Subianto at Al Husseiniyah Palace in Amman. The king expressed confidence in Indonesia's leadership to tackle these challenges. President Prabowo reaffirmed Indonesia's commitment to supporting Palestinian independence and highlighted plans to evacuate civilians from Gaza, contingent upon regional agreements. President Prabowo Subianto has expressed a strong desire for Indonesia to adopt advanced agricultural technology from Jordan. During his official visit to Amman, he witnessed the signing of a memorandum of understanding between Indonesia and Jordan, focusing on cooperation in agriculture, religious affairs, and higher education. President Prabowo highlighted that Jordan produces some of the world's most affordable phosphate and potash fertilizers, which are crucial for Indonesia's goal of achieving food self-sufficiency. And that was the news. Listening to Iwake Bebas or Free, where you can always freely enjoy our program. Sir, online streaming bonus.id, shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and our application in RRE Digital. Quote of the day: no matter how quick a lie spreads, the truth in time will come. Tan Malaka is an Indonesian hero born in Lima Pulau Kota, West Sumatra. He's a figure of important ideas and played a great role in history of Indonesian struggle for independence. Tan Malaka took various important roles, such as leadership in many organizations and parties. He hates injustice but cares for the suffering of the laborers. Tan Malaka is a fighter with ideas that inspire many other Indonesian figures. And that's today, quote of the day.
Thank you. events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid al-Adha. But now, the Salman song can be found at Wheaton Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupees to 25,000 rupees per portion. In addition to taste the Salman song, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego jawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gapak, which is made from cassava.
For protection of species is the people itself. So if the people around the area where the species occur notice and realize there is a species that living together with them, even species that has no name, and then this is very unique. For example, you think about the Barbados new species from Kelabang Nunggal. The species is endemic. They are in the subterranean area. They have evolved in the different way with other terrestrial species. And of course, regarding the change of the environment that support them is really, really fragile for them to survive. And this message needs to be delivered to the people around them. And for example, if you use the water and then the water can go down, if it is polluted, probably can be affected to the species under the subterranean area that living in that ecosystem. We have to know when species have been discovered. There are a lot of information need to be explored rather than finding new species, how they live there, the habitat, the reproductions, as well as the populations. So if all this information can be provided, then we know what is the advantage of species from the human beings. For example, Komodo dragon has been discovered in 1995. We don't know what the Komodo dragon has until in 2015 that the blood of Komodo dragon consists of some active material. So there's some material that really can be developed for material for anti-material or antibiotic, something like that. So it has been almost 200 years after it has been discovered. More than 100 years has been discovered. So yeah, finding new species is not simple. However, finding the utility of the new species is also need improvement from the perspective of science. So message from the people is protect them, protect the species around them, as well as telling them the existence of the species in the habitat is really needed because they're a part of the ecosystem that has contribution to the stability of that ecosystem. Once the stability of the ecosystem is stopped, then human being can be affected. So this kind of the message needs to be delivered to the
and tight. The solid is called tabete. fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasumi is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. In Kasumi, kasumi is also often used as box for tips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasumi can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Thank you.
accurate and reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and RRA station across Indonesia, RRA.co.id is the answer. RRA.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at RRA.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Thank you.
or shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Workers clear the location, but in the kampung and in the forest. We should give
give food and for directions, do stay away from the plant and the potatoes. They give rain to the ruler of the forest before it got into the woods. Animal is even a sacrificed animal. Once it rises in the last phase of construction, offering its food again 3 times and dedicated to the ruler of the forest. After all construction materials are complete, the people do Benda Sound ceremony. The all-night long ceremony features Pandak and Kami dance. In the morning, people go back to work to put Leke Pera, house pole, with offerings. People say that it has a magical power and it functions as supporting poles for other poles. It is the main pole which will hold back any kinds of disaster. It is in the right side of the house. This process is done for 4 years. There are special days in the process of traditional house construction, where all villagers are prohibited to do any activities, including raiding or doing house chores. The days are considered as purification to make the traditional house sacred.
After putting Leke Pera, putting blocks for the pole is done in 4 days. After that, there are 4 days of purification in which the house owner, construction workers, and all villagers are prohibited to do any activities. The house is filled with leaves to make it sacred. Within 4 days, activities like weaving and extracting are stopped. They cannot touch the house either. The 4 days off are special for the house purification. After that, the construction begins again in a ceremony.
Although the traditional house is constructed, the people cannot immediately live in the house. There are more series of traditional ceremonies. Before the launching ceremony, in the dance, precisely at 6, custom leaders does bad luck prevention process again, by giving offerings in 4 directions to repel bad spirit in the village, forest, and in the sky. In the evening, the ceremonies of Gola Mio, Okemuku, and Gawi Kea are held in Kedatanga, which is participated by regional government officials and all Musumaki in Rurotoku village. Kedatanga is a place where their ancestors did worship with one stone monument named Musumase. This monument is the center of all spiritual power in Rurotoku village, besides that stone's graves, which have existed for hundreds of years in Kedatanga. The graves will be used as the last eternal resting place for Musumaki.
Kedatanga is a place where Musumaki worship the adults. The graves have levels. The center circle has a stone monument called Musumase as the center of spiritual power. The stone is worshipped as an idol. The output offering in the upper part to symbolize the sky and in the lower part to symbolize the earth. The stone monument is buried by Musumaki in the temple center of Fusenwa in Hiryu language.
In the end of the series of ceremonies, all people and Musumaki do Pandak and Gami dance, accompanied with Ngoolamba traditional music, to show gratitude for the smooth construction of Sahoria. That's the culture and tradition in Rurotoku traditional village. A traditional village with hundreds of ceremonies, which are still maintained. A village with megalithic site